alongside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We're in the bathroom today with carpenter, friend, and host of DIY Network, I Hate My Bath, and Good Better Best, Jeff Devlin.
The universe of universal design for kids of all ages opens up when we're joined by the gold standard in bathroom products, American Standard.
And the bath is the place where water and tile meet like no other room in the home. To get a hand up on installing Primo Tile, we get the lowdown from Tiling Made Easy Bondera Tile Mat Sack.
We're also taking a step back when we flush out the location of the world's biggest toilet, so let's make like that Bella Danzarella chant that haunts me at night, make your good better and your better best.
Because home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it...
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we're in the bathroom today.
Not right now.
Not exactly.
This show brought to you from our bathroom.
Not exactly from our bathroom, but we're celebrating the bath today.
Yes, as always.
Yes, and we're going to be talking to I Hate My Bath host, Jeff Devlin, DIY Network. You have to watch him Tuesday nights at 10:30.
You also have to watch him on his forthcoming show, Good, Better, Best.
That's going to start airing at the end of September, so we don't have the exact air dates yet, but check it out and go to jeffdevlin.net to check him out.
He's a cool guy.
He is, and he's actually a friend of ours, too. We're very lucky to know him. He's a very sweet man.
Name dropping.
Name dropping just a little bit, but we're also having Cal from American Standard on today.
He's going to talk about age-in-place / universal design.
Yes, and we're going to focus on kids stuff, too.
Yeah.
Because, I like to focus on the kids stuff of life right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing about universal design and age and place. It means the whole family.
The entire family.
Speaking of which.
What?
There's a new chief in town.
There is a new chief in town, and her name is Lexi, our 10-year-old. We were in Florida, and her Fire Chief Uncle Rod. I have to take a pause for a second to get it all out. But
no,
Fire Chief
the
Uncle
ball
Rod,
thing
I
cartoons.
Did to my husband, which you can't actually see on the radio. But Fire Chief Uncle Rod took all of us on a ride on a fire truck.
He's the chief of the Isles of Capri,
yes.
Florida.
And Lexi and my husband Mark and our son Jack went on the rescue boat too.
That's right.
And we also went on the ambulance, and we also checked out his fire chief's car.
Right, because he doesn't roll in the engine.
And the cool thing about it is I didn't really realize how much lights there are on the fire chief's car. Like, around his license plate, there are lights. Like, it's out of this world. So Lexi actually sat down with Fire Chief Uncle Rod and interviewed him, her first interview she's ever done, really, before. And you can check it out online at myfixituplife.com. Click on blogs.
That's
and
right.
Also, I want you to check out our son. I don't want to, do favorites or anything like that, but our son Jack is in the new issue of Extreme How To magazine.
Yes, in the article about upgrading your back door.
Yes.
And, or side door.
Well, and the thing is that my appearance isn't as upgraded as I'd like it to be, because Mark took a photo of Jack and I after I picked him up from preschool, and I'm walking in the house, and I've got a little monkey lunchbox and a cup of coffee and stuff, and not very glamorous.
Slice of life from here at the command
center.
It's
real life. And speaking of that, too, you can go online if you have a Droid or an iPhone or an iPad, and you can download our My Fix It Up Life apps, and you can listen to all of our 100 shows. This is our 101st show.
Loving
and
that.
You can check out our blogs. You can send us email. You can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter and all of that.
I use my own app at the gym.
You use our My Fix It Up Life
yes,
app at
I
the gym?
Yes, I do. I listen to old shows at the gym.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, so follow me when I check in on Facebook at the gym.
Well, the other cool thing, too, is that you can go on our app and you can enter to win for free stuff. And we're giving away a prize today later on in this show.
That's right. We're giving away the Hyde Pivoting now I've got to do the cartoon thing. Pivoting pressure washer nozzle.
Yes.
And a Troy-built pressure washer, 2,700 PSI.
And if you go to free stuff, you know, you can't enter to win that anymore, but you can enter to win two new cool prizes that are up for grabs. And one is a Rigid 5-piece combo kit, and the other one is a DeWalt combo kit. I think there's 9 tools in it, and Tool King is giving us this combo kit to give away to you. So you go in and enter to win, and it's sweepstakes, too. You know, we've been doing these contests for a long time, and usually we make you write in and tell us why you want to win. This time, we've gone crazy and just let you just say, I want to win, and that's it.
That's it. That's how you roll.
Easier to enter to win.
And if you don't win and you are buying tools, this is brought to you by toolking.com.
It is.
Which is a super great online and real bricks and mortar tool store.
It is, and we just have about a minute left in this segment, and I have to talk to you about the WaterSense for Kids. If you go to epa.gov/WaterSense/kids, you can check out this really cool website that is devoted for, like, it's focused on teaching kids about using water responsibly.
Yes.
And there's a cute game on there that kind of looks like Pac-Man, but it's about, like, there's like a toilet and little monsters and stuff on that.
Faucet Man.
And one really cool thing I learned on this website is that if you cut out one toilet flush a day, and you think about it, like, you know, kids like to put things down
sure.
the toilet. It's fun to flush.
There's stuff you don't need to flush.
But if you cut out one flush a day, you can actually, that's the equivalent of 32 loads of laundry a year. Isn't that incredible?
That is a huge amount of water.
Yes. And then the other thing I learned, too, is that only that less than 1% of the water on our planet can actually be used by people because of, you know, salt and stuff in your water, too.
That's right. What I learned is we're up against a break. So let's take it. We'll see you with more and Fix It Up Line.
Big deal. Every time I hit a whistle blow clear across the street,
want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Back inside my Fix It Up Life and planet, not nation, we're global now.
We are global?
Global.
Well, that's good.
We got written up in Playmage magazine.
We did. You know, if you live in Canada, you could check it out. It's an article about us that's in English and in French.
Francais. We are a global concern.
We are a global concern, and this is Fix It Up Finds time.
Yes, this is where we sleuth around and find cool stuff to bring to you.
And I want to bring the first thing. Of course I do. I always want to go first.
Thank you for at least saying recognizing
it. But I want to bring and this one cool thing. You're going to love my finds today. You're going to love them. You're going to, like, I heart Teresa's finds.
Is that right?
You're going to tattoo it across your chest. Maybe temporary tattoo. But the world's largest toilet. Now, I didn't know the world's largest toilet was in Columbus.
I didn't know they could be different sizes.
And it's been there for a while. But what's cool about it is that it's Kids Commons Columbus Community Children's Museum. They have the world's largest toilet. It's in the Explora House, which it has. It's a space about learning about a house, all the ins and outs of a house. You can learn about electricity, and you can climb through a chimney to the attic. And you also, if you're a child, you can get flushed down inside this giant toilet. It's kind of cool. So when you get flushed down, it also makes like a flushing sound.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
So if you're in Columbus, you know about this, and if you're visiting Columbus, you got to check it out, because I've just put that on my list for the next time we're there.
Yeah, that's kind of a bucket list thing, I guess.
Well, another cool thing I want to share with you I found that I know you're going to love is, have you seen the velodrome that's built for the 2012 Olympics in London?
No, I didn't know it was built yet.
Well, it's
the Summer Games.
It's with Western Red Cedar.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Not kidding you at all. It is absolutely gorgeous. You have to go check it out online.
Oh, man. I can't even believe that.
Yes. I mean, like, seriously, it will blow your – I can't even describe it. It's just gorgeous.
Somebody get Paul Mackey on the phone from WRCLA.org.
Okay, so your fix-it-up finds. I want to know all about them.
Well, I've got two fix-it-up finds, and one is called a hard hat adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And so – you're driving by a job site, right?
Yes.
You see a 30,000-pound excavator there, or a skid steer, or a bulldozer.
And if I'm with my son, I say?
Excavator.
Excavator. That's what Jack calls it.
Front-end loader.
Yes.
Yes. Well, incredible/adventures.com, mm-hmm. I guess -adventures.com, /hard-hat-adventures, is a place you can go to learn how to operate those things.
What?
And they let you go to town.
Online?
Well, no, it's a real place.
Okay, I'm confused.
Yeah, the website is how you go to find out.
So you say you drive by a construction site and you can go on a website.
So you go by the website. You go by the job site.
Any job site.
See that stuff and you say, I want to drive that.
Okay.
Then you can't because you're a regular person. Someone's already driving it.
Yes. Excuse me, Mr. Construction Worker. May I please drive your excavator?
Are you busy with that 30,000-pound excavator?
Okay, so then you go online and you plug in incredible-adventures.com.
And what you find is a vacation you can take to Bradenton, Florida, where they have a 21-acre job site.
This is like fantasy baseball and stuff like that, where people go and they like play like they're in the major leagues or like those kinds of retreats, but for construction?
Yeah. So they'll teach you
how to
drive.
How old do you have to be to do it?
18, I think.
Oh, that's not fair.
So you go there. They teach you how to operate these three different pieces of equipment. One's a skid steer, one's a bulldozer, and one's a Cat 315 excavator.
Okay.
And then you cut loose. You're driving around. You're digging holes.
Okay.
You're building piles.
Are there competitions?
They have a time test and an obstacle test.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I guess you can do them or not as you see fit.
Okay.
But you're behind the figurative wheel of these things all day.
Okay. You know what brings to mind? You remember that scene in Footloose where they're driving towards each other and they're on tractors and like they're playing like chicken with the tractors?
I suppose.
You don't
I remember
never saw that? You never saw Footloose?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Despite Kevin Bacon being a Philadelphia native.
I think that we're going to have to find that. But, I'm sure this is safe, unlike that scene in Footloose.
No, this isn't reckless.
Yes.
It's an adventure, but it's not, you know.
So what's your other find, darling?
Well, my other find is a book that I just...
Oh, is it a book that you can read on the plane while you're going down to Florida?
It'd probably take a little longer than the plane trip to Bradenton, Florida, unless you were flying from Japan.
Okay.
But it is called A Carpenter's Life as Told by Houses.
Okay.
And it's by, and if you read Fine Home Building Magazine, you know this guy's name, Larry Hahn, who is certifiably a legend in our business.
Okay.
And he has been building for no less than 7 decades.
7 decades?
7 decades.
So that makes him at least 71?
Yes. That's right.
What do you mean by building? Like professionally building?
Not exactly. He started out, he was born on the Nebraska prairie, so they always were making things, building things, putting things together.
Okay.
But he's always had tools in his hands. And one of the great things about him is in the 1950s, when the way we make houses changed in Southern California, he was on the forefront of that. And basically, we build houses the way we do today is based on what he and his colleagues, much like Don Dunkley, learned in that building boom.
Yes.
It's hugely interesting.
So the book, is it a novel?
No, it's a memoir.
Okay.
It's A Carpenter's Life as Told by Houses, and you can find it at finehomebuilding.com. And he talks about houses that he has seen throughout his life that he's either visited or built, mostly built, everything from a Quonset hut, which is a military structure, to an earthen home, to a straw bale house, to production framing.
I love straw bale, by the way.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah, it is. It
makes a lot of sense. To a greenhouse he built in his backyard. But he also talks about his approach to life, and he's a very peaceful, very Buddhist guy, and he talks about sustainable living constantly.
Okay.
And whether you agree with that or don't agree with that, what I think the most important thing about A Carpenter's Life is Larry gets – he's got me to ask big questions.
I like that. And you know what else we have to do?
Ask me.
Well, I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to tell you like the good wife I am, and we're going to have to go to break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And a great show in, you could make the case, one of the most important, if not civilized, rooms in the house.
It is an important room. I mean, being in the, everyone's in the bathroom. Like,
that's
we
right.
all spend time in the bathroom every day. And it's just such an important part of life. And especially, you know, as a mommy person.
Oh, I love it when you refer to yourself as mommy person.
Well, as a mommy person, there's something about when you're pregnant that you start to think about the bathroom in a whole different way because you're going so much and you're in so many bathrooms.
And it's serving different needs you didn't have before.
And then when you have the baby and then you're in there, you have to sit with them for the bath time and everything else and hand washing. Like, you have to be in there more time than you ever thought you would have to be in there when you have kids. So you think about the bathroom so much. That's why I'm so excited we're talking about bathrooms today.
And why I'm excited that we're joined by Cal Nanji from American Standard, who's waiting patiently to talk about everything from aging in place to kids products. Are you with us, Cal?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. And, you know, aging in place is everything from, you know, it's from taking from the kids all the way up to grown-ups and, you know, your whole entire lifetime. And it's kind of nice to think about aging in place when you're remodeling your bathroom so you don't have to go back to it so, you know, often in life.
That's right. And, you know, with the increase in multi-generational households in the United States, it's always important to ensure that you're remodeling your bathroom to meet everyone's needs.
Yes. And so One thing that I'm pretty psyched about from American Standard, I have to say, is the fun bath.
Oh, that's the opposite of the question I was about to ask.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm all about the fun bath, and I want you guys to make it in sort of like a grown-up version, like the princess bath for me.
Right.
Now, so Cal, and could you, first of all, for people listening who can't see what we're talking about, what is the fun bath?
Well, the Fun Bath is a great product. We call it a temporary bath conversion, and what it does is it fits over your most existing 60-inch bathtubs. It's an acrylic product, and what it does is available in three different models, a fire truck molded model, a princess castle, which you referred to, and also a flat panel, which you can customize with licensed decals from Disney, Sesame Street, and some other well-known characters. And essentially what it does is it elevates the child to about 37 inches to where the parents don't have to kneel and stoop to actually bathe the child.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's
Send
a really,
five.
Really nice feature. You know, when we remodeled our bath, we actually elevated our tub but did a little step to make it easier for us. You know, my husband's looking at me inquisitively right now, but that really has helped a lot because bending over the tub is crazy, but then also having it decorative, because I was just talking with my girlfriend last night, and when she goes shopping with her 2-year-old, you know, he always picks out, like, he wants to drink Elmo juice or, like, you know, the Cars juice, and kind
right.
of makes them more excited about taking a bath too.
Absolutely. It makes it a lot more fun for the child and a lot easier for the parent.
Yes.
Totally. I love that. Now for a boring question. I'm in charge of making our show dull. and this isn't to put you on the spot at all, but you mentioned the increase in multi-generational households in the U.S., which fascinates me. Do you have, and I'm not holding your feet to the fire on this one, but do you have any kind of statistics in how rapidly that number's going up?
Well, From a multi-generational standpoint, I don't have exact figures, but what we do know is with the state of the economy the way that it is, we know that a lot of parents are moving back into their children's homes. So now you have what you call adult children, and these adult children have children of their own as well. So you
right.
have an increase in, you know, multi-generational households from that end. And then also from the standpoint of immigration, you have a lot more diversity in the country, and Asian cultures, Hispanic cultures, Eastern European cultures tend to have multifamily multigenerational households where they have parents living with their children, and obviously the children of those parents as well.
So, you know, at American Standard, besides, you know, I fixate on the fun bath, but other things that you guys offer to make it easier when people are thinking about remodeling their bathroom to accommodate everybody that's living in our houses these days.
Right. So some of the other products, for example, within a suite, let's say for a child, you could have a fun bath. Within that same bathroom space, we've got a great product called the Generations Vanity. So it's a great name. What the Generations Vanity is, it's a furniture vanity, which is about 34 inches high, perfect height to use for a normal adult. But it also has an integrated pull-out step-up feature, which allows a shorter person or a child to actually step up and reach the sink and the faucet more easily.
You know, I tried that out when I was there at the headquarters in New Jersey, and I have to say I was in love with it because as a mommy person...
I'm going to drink some coffee.
You know, you're constantly trying to, like, figure out, like, the steps. Like, you have these plastic steps and all this stuff to get the kids to be able to wash their hands and brush their teeth and everything. And that step, it goes away. Like, it ends up in the kid's room. It's like...
Right. This one, though...
And it's not pretty.
On the Generations unit, which is a beautiful piece of furniture, literally slides in and out like a drawer.
That's right. And the front of it looks like the bottom molding of the actual vanity. So it's totally integrated into that piece.
But it's one of those things where it's like, well, that just makes so much sense. I can't believe that no, like, other people aren't doing that. It's just such a, like, oh, okay, well, it's perfect.
I might use it in as much as I'm an adult child.
Yeah, to make yourself feel taller?
Yes.
So you look like a basketball player when
yeah.
you're brushing your teeth?
That's right. That's right. Cal, is there anything that you think about when you're talking about age in place or what some people call universal design – it's kind of like a top three items to be thinking about when you're approaching a bathroom remodel?
That's right. In general, you need to make sure that when you are remodeling your bathroom that you take into consideration not only your own needs as you age in the home, but also the needs of others that are in your household. So, you know, let's say you're in your late 50s, you want to stay in your home until, you know, for the rest of your life. You want to make sure that your bathroom is accessible, you have wide doorways, you have enough room for a wheelchair. In fact, you may need to be in a wheelchair, or you also have something like a walk-in bathtub where you can walk into the bath and not have to step over a bathtub ledge to get into the tub itself.
Right, so zero clearance features.
Exactly, right. You consider showers as well as a good feature to allow you to easily transfer into a bathing shower rather than having to step over the tub. So those are all factors you should consider. Other things that people don't think about a lot is faucetry. You know, a lot of faucets are hard to use, but if you consider a faucet that has a single lever and also has a hot limit safety feature that you can control how hot the actual faucet gets, it's good not only for everybody, but especially good for the elderly and for children when they don't have as much understanding of how to, you know,
yeah, like a quick it. Reflex to yeah. say, hey, I'm
a
burning
reflex,
my skin.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, and
it's just such a peace of mind, too, for us mommy people, too, to be able to adjust that.
You've got three mommy people.
I know. Well, you know.
Cal,
you know,
you should consider yourself, special, I suppose.
Well, then you don't have to use one of the things that we use, you can buy them at the drugstore, is those ducks, you know, the little rubber ducks that have the temperature.
Right.
It says hot on them. Mark has no idea what I'm talking
American
about.
I think American Standard is a little more sophisticated
than the
thermal duct.
But we don't have to rely upon those kinds
don't.
Of things,
That's
and that
right.
kind of gives me a little bit, because I don't know if the duct's going to work. I don't trust the
That's
duck
right.
always.
Cal, does American Standard use the duct?
No. We have no duct.
We have no ducks, and we have no time, Cal.
Oh, we have to take a break.
We are going to swim into a bathing break.
Aww.
And we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
I've been wasting time.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are ready to announce a winner.
Game day, winner, here it is.
Can I just, I guess we have to talk about what the product is first. I'm so excited to say who won.
Yeah, we're jumping over like the best part, the gear.
Yes, the high pivot pressure washer nozzle and the Troy Bilt pressure washer.
2,700 PSI gasoline powered pressure washer.
I'm telling you, if you live in a single family home, or, you know, I don't know who doesn't need a pressure washer. There's so many projects.
If you have siding that's getting moldy or dirty, if you're doing a painting project, if you want to clean your driveway.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff.
And this pivot pressure washer nozzle from Hyde, I mean, it helps you not to be, like, you don't have to be a contortionist to use it.
Climbing on the ladder, using it off balance,
yes.
using it outside of a deck rail situation.
Well, let me read the winning entry for this prize.
Let's see if this person knows if they won or not.
We have a two-story house and can't clean the top of our house. Plus, we have a front porch that's hard to reach. And we also have a composite wood deck that needs to be sprayed down. And I just don't have the power in my arms anymore to clean it all by hand. And it's a three-story, like, it's a three-tier deck. There's pictures this person sent in.
Yeah.
And it's enormous, this deck. It's a lot of work to be able to clean it off. So, Kathy from Minneapolis, you won. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you.
Totally. Please send us pictures of the newly cleaned.
Of your newly cleaned deck. I'm so excited for you.
Let us know how the Tide Pivot pressure washer nozzle and the Troy-Bilt 2700 PSI pressure washer work out for you.
And we're working out to a break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
As precious time goes by, I sit and wonder why.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life, back inside the bathroom.
We are in the bathroom today, and you know, as we like to say, our son Jack is bathroom buddies with his meme.
That's right.
I'd like to say we're bathroom buddies with our caller on the line.
I don't want to say that. We are buddies, though. He's already laughing.
Maybe that's why he's on a show called I Hate My Bath, because I'm referring to him as being bathroom buddies with you, darling.
Yeah. Jeff, so you know what that means, and please God, our audience knows what that means. Jack's grandmother, Meme, which is French for grandmother, used to spend time with him in the bathroom watching the
dryer
cycle go, so he would go to sleep, hence bathroom buddies.
Yes.
You and
nice.
I just
like
buddies. Yeah, I'm glad you liked that one as a parent of two children.
Yes. You know what? If there was a dryer in my bathroom and I could make it entertaining, I'd put one in there, honestly. Whatever works to entertain the kids. It's the Wii and the Nintendo DS and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, forget about that. Just a dryer.
Okay. So
you should take them to a laundromat and do a show called I Hate My Laundromat.
Oh, so Jeff Devlin, your new show, I Hate My Bath, it just premiered last week, and it's on Tuesday nights on DIY Network at 10:30. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So everybody, you have to watch the show.
And you
yes,
do.
Please.
And Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and I'll make fun of you basically for most of the rest of this interview.
That's fine. That's fine.
You were stellar. Top flight host.
Is this going to cost me a beer?
Easy.
Is this going to cost me a beer? No, thank you very much.
No, I'm not joking. You were terrific on that show.
You are quite charming. I always enjoy watching you on camera. There's something about you that... You're so, like, I don't know, inquisitive and sweet,
you know,
and handsome.
Well,
and
all the things I'm not,
you know,
Jeff.
I love what I do. And the fact that I get to do it and I get to combine my love of construction and carpentry with TV, and honestly, I get to meet new people each and every day, and I get to really kind of see the latest and greatest products out there. So for me, it's extremely exciting. Never could I ever be in a bad mood when I get to go on set. It's just fun. I mean, you know, Mark, when you get to set some days or when you get to a job and how exciting something new is to you, it's just fun. I mean, I'm just very blessed.
And for everyone listening, if you happen to not know who Jeff Devlin is, you have to go to his website, jeffdevlin.net.
Jeff, the servers are probably going down now.
Yeah, they probably are. Now, Jeff, you know, I haven't found you on Twitter yet. Are you on there?
You know what? I haven't. I'm slow to the technology mm-hmm. aspect of things. I just went on Facebook and tried the whole fan page thing. It feels a little weird to do like a fan page thing. But I'm getting better. I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at posting and stuff like that. Because I didn't know what to post. I mean, like, okay, I'm having a piece of pizza right now.
Well, you know, a lot of people do that, and it's kind of funny that, you know, like, we follow Sunny Anderson, you know, she's on Food Network.
Yeah.
And she's constantly, well, she's on the Food Network, and she's constantly tweets about what she's eating, and she, like, pictures of what she's eating, and it's appropriate, but I don't know. It's just random.
Yeah, for you, it would probably need to be focused around home improvement.
Probably.
Brushing my teeth.
Well, that's the thing.
It's like I get so excited about showing some of these new products, but we shoot the shows in advance, and then they air, you know, like a month or so later. So I can't tease a product until after the show airs.
Right, of course.
I get really excited about it. I'm like, you guys have to see this toilet. It talks to you. It does all this stuff. I can't really do that until it airs.
Well,
wow.
Well, by that time, I completely forgotten everything. I'm like, what was this? Where was I?
Well, I'm with you because you're amped up about the next thing that you then have to wait a month for, and then you're not amped up anymore. You have to go back to being amped up, and what was I amped up about? Now I'm amped up.
And then with your travel schedule, too, you probably don't even know where you are half the time.
That has definitely been with having a family and trying to maintain that and making sure my kids don't forget who I am, that back and forth, you're like, where am I? And exactly whether – did I get the window seat this time? And which way am I going? That's all I really
– Look, fatherhood's overrated.
Well,
okay.
I want to know about your other show that's coming out, the Good, Better, Best show. I don't know anything about it, so please tell us.
Most definitely. That one actually, it just got picked up, and it's actually airing September 29th. I don't know of an actual time yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you guys know as soon as I get that. But that's a different show, more geared towards design build companies, that a homeowner is given three different options or three different design choices, and then they pick whichever one is good, better, or best for them. And then we sort of walk them through the process with the contractor there saying, you know, just giving them advice, how to deal with contractors, how to, like, what products are good. You know, what's good for everybody isn't, you know, well, I should say what's good for some isn't good for everybody. So, and then working with people's budgets and being a little bit more, you know, I guess economical with their choices and their budgets.
So do you help them or do you just sort of observe the process?
I help them, at any turn. You know me, Mark. I gotta get my hands dirty. I can't just.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching things. I'm like, let me touch it. Let me touch it.
Nice.
But yeah, I definitely get my hands dirty.
That is so cool. So I want to ask about your house, though. So you're traveling all over the place, and you have a very old home.
He's got like a 400-year-old house.
And yes, exactly.
It's not that old.
So
it's neglect is the best term to just describe it these days.
I'm home
today, so I'm actually trying to get some of the I'm staring at a list that my wife made for me that are things that have to get done today.
You know how fun that is?
You know,
for people that are listening and then they know you from TV and everything, and, you know, a lot of women watch home improvement shows and they say, oh, you know, I wish that guy would be, you know, my husband and he would take care of my house and everything.
And he'd build me an addition every day.
I know, he'd build me an addition every day and everything like that. There'd be no projects left undone. And to know that you have a honey-do list, too, is kind of... I like that.
And it's all kinds of weird chicken monkey stuff on it, like
chicken monkey stuff. Mm-hmm.
Fix leaking faucet, mulch.
That's the funniest thing. Like, our drain for our shower is clogged. I'm like, sweetheart, haven't you watched any of these shows that I've done? You know how to do this. Come on, I'll leave the snake out. You can do this.
Nice.
Power yourself, lady.
So do you, like, DVR your shows, and then you're like, okay, look at episode number 4?
You heard him about technology before. He can't even spell DVR.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm banking on my kids, because my kids can figure out how, you know, they program everything in the house. They know how to DVR everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to teach my son all these lovely traits. I'm like, all right, so if mommy asks to do this, what you do is say you're busy, you've got to do homework. That's how you roll it into, you know, anyway. I'm just
nice.
But basically, they know how to... the kids are getting interesting, and you know your kids are at that age where they're just excited about going out, being with mom and dad, getting involved, learning. They're like little sponges. So anytime you can teach them something, and my wife gets out of doing it, it's fine. As long as there's no crazy power tools in the mix, they're fine.
Oh, that's
great. Do you ever bring your kids to set? Like, have they ever seen you actually work on camera?
I have, but I think they're so used to seeing me work around the house
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. They've only come to set a couple of times. And they loved it. They were kind of like, you know, why is there a camera on you, Daddy? Geez, I don't know, kids. The paycheck, I'm not sure. No, they're a little sort of boggled. Originally, they were kind of like, wait a second, you're on the television right now, but I can see you right here in the room. How is that working? So that was a four-hour conversation that I had with them that didn't really pan out.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So I'm going to change the subject a little, and this is the part where I now make fun of you for the rest of the interview.
Okay. Please.
Tell me about the concrete sink in the bath. It weighed a metric ton.
Dude, Mark, I still have nightmares about that damn thing. First off, on the packaging slip, what the show didn't show, it said like 350 pounds. The sink turret totaled out to be like 1,500 pounds.
Oh, no.
No way.
And I'm not kidding you.
So you
got to figure out how to get it up there. And then the best part is if you watch that episode last week, when we all lifted, we got our straps on and we're trying to lift it, all of us. And, you know, I'm not a very big guy, but there's a couple of guys there that are pretty big. So I thought we'd budget a little bit. We didn't even budget. I mean, literally, I was like, this is unsurmountable. Like, there needs to be a helicopter or a crane getting this thing upstairs. But, you know, by sheer force and will, that sucker got up there. It took 4 hours to get it up those steps, and no damage to the walls, mind you.
Now,
it's up there and good.
Did I hear you right? You thought it was going to weigh 350 pounds, and it showed up being triple? No, five times the weight.
Yeah, you don't know how like the manufacturers, you know, some of them will use different levels of concrete for different levels of sink, and they might do a thinner veneer or something like that over a foam or something like that. So you really don't know, and you're looking at the slip, and a lot of times I'm back and forth so much, and I'm like, you look at it, you're like, 350 pounds, no problem. You know, that would be fine. And then you try to lift it up, and you're like, holy macadamia nuts, this isn't going to work.
Nice. All I took away from that was holy
macadamia nuts.
Yeah. I'll be using that.
Thanks, Jeff. I'll be hearing that a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I'm glad I can be your dictionary. I'm a horrible dictionary, by the way, because I make up words every day.
Oh, my goodness.
That is perfect. So you've now filmed a bunch of I Hate My Baths.
Yeah, we just finished shooting the first season. I'll wrap up. I fly back out to Minnesota this week, tomorrow actually, and then shoot the last couple episodes of that. So the first season's in the can, and they're just going to keep rolling them.
Wow! Now
so you have to fly out to you're filming in the Minnesota and in out there for
the 10,000 Lakes region.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm literally in Minneapolis, which is nice because it's the summertime. Well, it has been the summertime there when I started filming, so it's been nice. And everybody keeps warning me about winters there, so I'm like, I'm hoping for a season two, but if I do, I'm going to have to get some thermal underwear and all that sort of stuff to
Dude,
get out
you're
there.
Dude, you're going to need a warm suit like those highway guys use, you know?
So I was just going to wear a wetsuit and just, you know, because if it works in water, it should work indoors, right? Just pee inside the suit, keep myself warm. I kill two birds with one stone.
The astronauts do it. That's how they stay warm in space. That's the same as
there
Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm an astronaut.
We're really talking about this.
I don't even know where I am right now.
In public.
But I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
Are we going to talk about good, better, best?
Well, I think we should. We have just about a minute left. And
sure.
You know, that's a new show for everybody. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I want to know, like, you know, what do you deal with when people you're going through what's good, better, and best? What are people usually picking?
I think ideally people look at things, they step back and they're like, I want those cabinets that are the $1 million cabinets, but don't understand that they're $1 million. So just to kind of, not to say we're under budgeting something, but for people to understand what contractors go through too, when they're presenting you bids saying like, here's what you want within your budget, but then people want more than that. So to give them other options to fit within their budget. And really, budgets are a huge deal. I don't care who you are, how much money you got, or whatever. You still have to stick to that budget, and you honestly have to be honest with it. You have to be honest with contractors. And with the history of contractors, especially recently doing such crummy jobs out there and not being craftsmen anymore, it's been tough for homeowners to trust them. So that, hopefully, the bond between homeowners and contractors, that guy that people use all the time, will build.
Wow. That is an – write that down and send it to me. And
then Mark will use it for a blog.
And then when the show posts on our app, I will send it to you so you can send it back to me. That was awesome.
And then you guys can wear wetsuits together.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's so insane.
Totally. We're bathroom buddies, Mark.
You guys really are bathroom buddies if you're wearing wetsuits in the bath in the way that you wanted. Yeah.
You heard it here first on my Fix It Up Life. So follow Jeff Devlin at jeffdevlin.net. Check out his shows, Good, Better, Best, and I Hate My Bath.
And fan him on Facebook.
Fan him on Facebook. We're taking a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clements. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Hit the kettle and I'm feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa.
And we're still in the bathroom.
We're still in the bathroom. The room that, to me, if look at it globally.
Yes.
The mark of a civilized society is indoor plumbing.
Yes.
You don't have indoor plumbing, forget about it.
I like that you're taking it a little bit seriously. We just got off talking with Jeff Devlin about being bathroom buddies, and now you're all...
Now I'm all...
Commercial break, taking it serious.
Now I'm all History Channel.
Yes, you are.
But no one really thinks about that, because what you interface with all day...
Yes.
...is the finishes.
Yes.
Not the least of which, and probably the most important... certainly top two, is the tile keeping the water out of your cabinets and your walls.
Well, that's kind of really important. And on the line right now, we have
Rob Madore
from Bondera. How are you, Rob?
Very good. Good morning. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a little while. And I'm excited to talk to you because, you know, I talk about Bondera all the time with girlfriends. And the thing is that people just are like, no way. Does it really do that? No way. Like, it really can't do that.
Yes, we get that a lot. Even when we talk to contractors or remodelers, they usually do a little double take. But, yes, it does do that.
Well, let me ask you this
question. Let's tell everybody what it does do, though.
Well, yeah.
For everyone who's not us, who knows everything about it and has and used the product, I mean, it's actually, it makes tiling so much easier. It takes it from really a pro kind of thing, you know, an advanced DIY project, into a DIY project.
Yeah, Rob, give us sort of a summary of what Bondera is and what it does.
Sure. It's a pressure-sensitive membrane, so it's a double-sided sticky take, for lack of a better term, and it's a three-in-one. It's a tile adhesive, it's Corac isolation, and it's also watertight and waterproof, which means you can use it on walls or countertops, tub surrounds, shower surrounds, and it makes it simple to use. You adhere to the substrate, you stick your tiles on, and it allows you to grout immediately. There's no VOCs, it's clean, it's easy to do, and you can finish a job fairly quickly, or you can take it as long as you want and just do sections at a time if you so desire.
Well, and the quickly thing really is key for me and for, you know, when I'm talking with my girlfriends too, is you can finish a project in a weekend. You can actually do a whole backsplash in a weekend, you know, and even sealing everything too after you're all done. And that's the thing I love about it is that, you know, you're not messy. You don't have all the goo everywhere, and you don't have to, you know, worry about keeping everything flat and everything. Like, it's all right there, and that it just saves so much time. Like, your honey-do list for your husband, totally.
Well, yeah,
knock it out.
You raise a good point, especially if you're doing a flat surface or a horizontal surface like a countertop. Rob, you're not dealing with any lippage where the tiles are higher or lower because you haven't pressed them into thin set properly. Is that pretty much accurate?
Yeah, of course. The big advantage for the countertop is you've got an old Formica Corian laminate countertop that you're just probably looking at and you want to upgrade. You don't need to rip it out. You just put Bondera on it, get you some nice pieces of granite or marble or regular tile, upgrade your countertop, and It'll look like you for half the cost and half the time of the headache that you would have if you did it the other way.
Tearing out a countertop is a highly, whether it's in the bathroom or the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bathroom-focused show, but now I'm thinking about the kitchen. Taking out a countertop is no small bag of potatoes.
Oh, no.
That's an official term.
You know, for our listeners who watch DIY Network and have seen the kitchen counter or the bathroom counter come out and the amount of effort that people go through to try to get it out.
It's easier to – so basically Bondera has enabled homeowners to encapsulate their countertops.
Correct.
Wow,
yeah, you're right. Tearing things out, you know, I've tearing stuff out of my house and – once you start, you end up tearing more than what your first intentions were.
Oh, that is so true, because once you get started with any project, they always grow. They just, like, it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's like an avalanche of DIY. Once you get started with one thing, you roll down the hill, and it's just like more and more and more and more and more stuff, especially if you're tearing stuff out. But if, you know, you're doing things like this,
well, to talk
you can,
about...
You can keep it a little bit more controlled.
You can control the universe. But
mm-hmm.
to bring it back to the bathroom and to bring it back to installing a new bathroom, it seems to me like using Bondera means that instead of using a more expensive, harder to install substrate, you can stay with green drywall and still get waterproof with Bondera?
You can use a green board. I mean, we still recommend the normal waterproof substrate that is recommended, whether it's green board or cement board or hardy board, anything of that nature is fine, and then you just put Bondera over it.
Cool. And do you have to do anything like I'm thinking now about the adhesive nature of Bondera and the dusty nature of cement board. Would you have to prime that?
The cement board, you just got to wipe off the dust. When it comes to green board or hardy board, a quick setting primer works great. I also recommend that, you know, the sheets of Bondera are put next to each other, so we recommend a wet seam tape that you would put at the seam to make sure that it's watertight, and you just go from there.
Well, you know, one thing that I did that, you know, You know, I'm always into using cutoffs for everything for all of our projects. And, you know, we use some strips of Bondera to, like, to make over some frames to give to, for our daughter to give to her grandmas as Mother's Day presents last year, which was just so cute, you know, because, like, we tiled it, just like we would tie, you know, tile our backsplash or whatever. And it worked great. I mean, it's just such a fun thing to use. And, you know, and it was easy for our daughter, who's 10, to use Bondera, too. It was so cool.
Yes, we've had a lot of folks when we go at shows that are the mosaic or artistic type and do a lot of mosaics, and Bondera really gives you some flexibility there because you could put the Bondera on your kitchen table, leave the back liner on so it doesn't stick to the table. Peel the front layer and start, you know, tiling a mosaic, you know, create your own mosaic. You could take a week, you could take, you know, 2 months to create. It doesn't matter. Just put the front liner on when you're done at night so it doesn't get all dusty and everything. And then when you're ready, you cut around it, peel the back liner, stick it on the wall, and you've got your own creation that you made, mosaic, that you can put on the wall and keep tiling from there.
That is such a good point. I'm inspired now. I'm going to do more projects.
I love that element, too, that not only can you do it quickly, you can do it at your own pace, which is huge and not something you can do when you're mixing up batches of thin set, or at least not easily. And the other thing we have to do that's not easy.
Oh, we have to direct everyone to go to BonderaTileMatSet.com to check out the video, because if you're like, huh, what is that? Check out the video. It'll be made crystal clear, and you will love it as much as us, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Sitting in your sidewalk chair as the daylight fades on the park.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life at the end of our show.
Yeah, our bathroom show. And we wanted to leave you with a tip if you're considering remodeling your bathroom.
Actually, a really important thing to think about, more than, you know, trying to pick out the perfect toilet or the perfect tub, or, you know, trying to get the color and the tile just so and just right, is planning ahead for all of that stuff that you're going to need to renovate your bathroom. A bathroom can be a really small space, and, well, where do you put all your tools, and where do you stage your toilet that you're going to be putting into your new bathroom?
And everything else, from drop cloths to paint cans to joint compound. It's all got to go somewhere, and what people find out quickly when they're remodeling a bathroom is it can't be in the bathroom with you.
No, usually your bathroom isn't very big to be able to juggle all that stuff around, and unfortunately, you know, a lot of people are, you think about renovating a bathroom, if it's like the bathroom upstairs that your family uses, that means you're probably going to have to take over someone's bedroom or part of a bedroom in order to do that. And planning ahead and trying to figure out where's everybody going to sleep and be comfortable throughout the renovation process.
Right, exactly. And if it's not you doing it, it's going to be a contractor who's doing it. So plan ahead, make space for all those things that you need. And that means taking pictures off the wall sometimes, if you have a, you know, huge gut job. Otherwise, it might mean moving furniture or putting down drop cloths so you don't walk in there with dirty boots.
Yes, and, you know, also the other things, too, is it's just trying to make sure everybody in the house understands what's going to happen when you're doing the project. And, you know, you plan out how long it's going to take, but add time to that, too, so that you're not trying to finish a major project like a bathroom renovation right before Thanksgiving or before, you know, like spring break or something.
During Thanksgiving when we've done various projects, just throwing it out there.
We actually did our main bathroom in our house right before Thanksgiving, and we didn't finish it in time. And, well, my mother-in-law came to visit, and it was, she's a very nice lady, I have to say. So anyway, I'll leave you with that. But don't forget to go to myfixitoplife.com and click on free stuff to check out the prizes that are up for grabs, because I want you to win.
Download our apps for iPhone and Droid. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
With your questions and with your triumphs, we want to learn from you. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. Watch our videos on YouTube.
And join us next week for My Fix It Up Life.
My fix it up.